for Nou Camp. Puyol with a header over. We are seeing one of the most remarkable Champions League stories for many a year. There will be the shout for handball.
Fernando Torres.
This could be the most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to get Chelsea a place in the Champions League final. The headline has been written.
Unbelievable.
Hello. This is Subjectively Objective, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello, hello.
You're on, Stephen. Don't worry.
Am I on? I can't hear it through my headphones.
Oh, guys. Your headphones aren't working. I'll turn up the monitor then.
Yeah. All right. I can't hear myself. But you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're good.
All right, guys. Today, we're going to talk some footy. Pierce and I are huge, huge soccer fans, as you guys found out on our second or third show. And we're going to break down the leagues for you. We're just going to explore the vaults today. So, kick us off.
Yeah. So, we're just going to go through some leagues, some of the major leagues in soccer, talking tables, who's going to win, who's been looking good, some rumors, presenting our subjectively objective opinions. First off, let's start out a little bit more to the east. We'll start with Serie A in Italy. So, what we're looking at right now is Juventus took their fifth consecutive title in Serie A. So
expected. Biggest money team, most expensive team in Italy, with their top player being Paul Pogba, who made Team of the Year for FIFA and has 12 assists this season. He's been fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it's a little unfair? Or do you think... I guess the better question is, do you think Serie A is ever going to make a comeback like it was a decade ago?
So what you're referring to is the AC Milan, Inter Milan rivalry where Roma and Napoli and Juve and Palermo and other teams were kind of lurking.
And the fact that those two teams, Inter and AC, were the biggest in the world. It was the biggest league in the world over a decade ago, without a doubt, in my opinion.
Well, okay, so to answer that question... Oh, and also, I forgot to mention Fiorentina. To answer that question, I think that Inter and AC Milan will become dynasties once again. The same way like Liverpool or Chelsea can have a couple bad seasons and still be Liverpool and Chelsea.
It's been a while, though.
It has been a while. It's been like 4 years. But I also don't think that there's much promise for the league. In terms of, you know, gap from the top to the next best team.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, you know, I think Juve is going to stay in position. I think it'd be great if AC Milan and Inter Milan got good again, because there'd be competition. But it's honestly been one of the most boring leagues, with the occasional flair from someone like Gonzalo Higuain or, you know, Icardi or other players, other strikers that are fun to watch. It's been a pretty bad year for... the Italian league.
Well, what makes this, I guess, is a good transition. What makes that the fact that Juventus on top all the time? What does that make it? How does that make it any different from Germany and Bayern being on top all the time? But in my opinion, I think the Bundesliga is more exciting and on the rise, whereas Serie A is on the fall.
So if you look at the player quality, in my opinion, it's two reasons. Number one, the quality of players in Italy has just gone down. My problem is that when you have a league with a lot of players from that country, then there's not much diversity. It becomes a bad league because you're sifting through a smaller pot.
Okay.
But my other thing is that while Bayern Munich is the best team objectively in Germany, the next six or seven or eight are quite good. And against Premier League teams would pair up quite well. Do you agree?
Makes sense. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right. I guess there's not that much else to talk about for Serie A. I think we could... Let's move on to the Bundesliga, I guess.
Bundesliga. Before that, I want to ask you. Actually, I do want to talk a little bit more about Serie A, though.
What's up?
Higuain, washed up or dope?
Obviously not washed up.
I don't know, man.
Dude, do you see how many goals he has? What 32? Is it, 32?
Next to...
That's double the amount of anyone next... He is twice as much as the next person in the league, 16.
Okay, but, you know, the next person is... I can never pronounce his name. Paulo Dybala.
It's fair enough.
Has 16 goals, but also doesn't play on a team where he's like clearly the best player. And I don't know. I think Higuain.
Dude, it's not like an RVP situation where he's playing in a Turkish league, which is not as big. Higuain's playing in Serie A, which is still a big league. And he's, I mean. It's crazy. It's almost like when Morata left Madrid and just stood out for Juve.
Right.
It's like what Higuain's doing after he left Madrid. So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. He's not washed up, in my opinion. He's in the right place. I don't think he should go anywhere. I don't think there's anything wrong with the quality that he's playing against. He's just doing a good job.
Yeah.
All right. Is that all for... We got Bayern now and the Bundesliga.
Yeah, my computer's... frozen, so just
that's fine. I got some stats for you. Well, Bayern hasn't won it technically. It's looking pretty. I mean, it's a 5-point lead that they have over Dortmund. Check your Wi-Fi, by the way.
Yeah,
it's like a very similar situation with the Bundesliga.
It's my computer that's frozen. I'm sorry, guys. The spinny arrow thing is
that's fine.
It has nothing to do with the Wi-Fi.
So Dortmund has had you could just ignore the frozen.
Yeah, it's
fine. Just turn off for now.
Yeah,
but Dortmund, remember last year when they were struggling? Dortmund was in relegation zone last year,
yeah,
which is weird.
Yeah,
and they turned it around at the end, kind of end up in like 10th place, and they had an incredible season this year. Still under the shadow of Bayern. So,
right.
But there's a difference. I think do you think the Bundesliga is interesting? Is it a good league?
I think the Bundesliga. I don't think it's better than Premier League. I think one can make an argument. I've heard arguments it's better than Premier League. I'll tell you why I like the Bundesliga. Unreal players, very fun to watch,
yeah.
Very fast pace, very, like, a lot of the appeal of the Premier League is that it's good, you know, you have your fun, rich teams to follow, but the relegation battle is also fun, and it's a lot of crossing, it's a lot of aggressive play.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a slow-style soccer, it's not a Spanish-style soccer.
And Bayern's good, fast quality.
The whole league is fast quality. So
did I say Bayern?
Yeah, you said Bayern.
Sorry, I meant Bundesliga.
Bundesliga, because Bayern's probably the least fast of all of them under Pep Guardiola, who's a tiki-taka Barcelona manager. And my thing is that, like, the pace of the Bundesliga is just incredible. It's incredible. It's an incredible league. It has a lot of money, so it makes sense.
I'd have to agree.
Yeah.
I think the Bundesliga is on the rise, especially in America. They just got a big TV package on Fox Sports, which means we've been able to watch the Bundesliga.
Hey.
I think the difference, though, is that a decade ago, I guess it was less popular, but there was a new champion almost every single year. It was really thrilling. Yeah. Now it's a very big Bayern powerhouse with Dortmund, who's very good, but obviously like a second-place team, and we have that right now, which sucks because like Aubameyang has an incredible season. And then we have Lewandowski, who has just as good of a season, but it's not as standout as someone can argue.
But we have a big thing to talk about. Mats Hummels.
True.
Going.
I hate that.
I hate that. You tell the crowd.
Mats Hummels. There was a lot of. There was a lot of controversy. He was even saying he was having a lot of trouble choosing, and now he's verbally said that he wants to go to Bayern Munich. Even though there were a lot of rumors with him going to Liverpool, Man United, etc.
Here's my problem with this. So Mats Hummels is one of the best defenders in the world.
Yeah.
He was a crazy asset for Germany. He's been a crazy asset for Dortmund. He grew up in the farm system. He's been a Dortmund guy. So my thing is, like, he's literally joining the dark side. He's like,
yeah, I know.
He's joining,
and that's the Dortmund story.
It's Luke going to Vader. It's not, and that's Dortmund's. That's unfortunately plagued Dortmund. The beauty of Dortmund is that they're a nitty gritty team, and Jurgen Klopp turned like a team with good players into the best team. They're very much like Atletico. It's that style of play, and it's sad because Dortmund's play. I mean, Munich is playing the money game like they do, and it's obviously very, very appealing. Munich's a better city; it's a richer city. You know, you're going to you're going to play in Munich. You're going to play in Germany. You're going to play for the best club of all time. You're going to play with the best players. You're going to play under the best manager and the best franchise. It's very appealing. And it's made Matt Hummels a traitor, and I'm disappointed. And I was mad when Götze went. I'm mad when Lewandowski went. The best players from Dortmund all over Munich.
I know. It's just frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he wanted to leave is also kind of concerning. Not concerning, kind of weird. But I thought he would go into England, to be honest. I really did. I thought he was going to go to England.
Yeah.
So, why don't we transition again to the next league? Unless you have anything else to comment on.
Who's been your favorite player in the Bundesliga this year?
Ooh. I'm going to go with Aubameyang. Just because there are a lot of questions as to how Dortmund was going to bounce back from such a terrible season last year. And Aubameyang just had an incredible start, and it was electrifying for to see Dortmund and in the top, I guess, like equal quality and dominance as Bayern. Some other players, Chicharito. I'm a huge Chicharito fan, so I'm happy to see him succeed immediately in a different league. But I would say Aubameyang. Who's yours?
All right, so, okay. I have a love-hate relationship with Thomas Muller in that I hate him, but, like, he's a dog. He's an incredible goal poacher. He's annoying, and he scores a lot. And I don't like him, but he's my favorite to watch. It's a terrible thing. I really don't like him. And I really don't like Arjen Robben because he's such a diver.
Yeah.
But I also think that he's the most dynamic player in the world. Like, I truly think that he's so fast and so quick and so smart. And I miss him on Chelsea. I'm a big Chelsea fan. But also, shout out to Kalou playing for Berlin, scoring 14 goals, old Chelsea soul. Yeah. So, I don't know. I love this league, though. You have Rafael. He's an ex-United.
No, it's a different Rafael.
Oh, different Rafael. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was bad. My bad.
That's all good.
Claudio Pizarro is pretty good. He used to play for Fiorentina.
He's right? So old, man.
Yeah, he's old.
Old Peruvian.
And then, who else? Douglas Costa. Oh, Douglas Costa has been a come-through player.
Yeah, he's awesome to watch.
He really dribbles a lot.
He's unbelievable dribbling.
Flashy guy.
Americans are doing well in the Bundesliga. Gotta be happy about that. Fabian Johnson on Mönchengladbach has actually been an incredible winger. He's like a right-back, right-wing, right-midfielder player. Jonathan Brooks on Hertha Berlin has been playing well. Berlin's in the top. I don't know how that's happening. But those two guys are standout German league players. Let's move on to Ligue 1 in France. We have, again, another situation with a dominant PSG. For a long time, Lyon in second place, and whoever was in second place was closer to relegation zone than they were to catching up to first place, which I find ridiculous. I'm not very for the whole PSG process, which is kind of like your beloved Chelsea and Man City, which is just crazy buying.
I think PSG's been the worst for me for the past 3 years.
I don't know. This league's not very appealing to a lot of people.
My thing was with this league is that it was never fantastic.
Yeah.
It was never televised a lot. It was never interesting. It's gotten hype because PSG was never historically winning. Like, it was never...
No,
like,
they weren't. Yeah, you're right.
They're never like, oh, and PSG would win every... Like, this is so random. I mean, I guess
for
it's
the
not,
past 5 years, I guess it's not, but...
But, like, if you look at the last, like, I don't know. Well, I don't know, to be honest. But I bet that if you look at the last 30 years... Like, you've never heard of PSG having this dynasty as, you know, Madrid or Chelsea or
it's true.
Or
no, because they were formed in, like, the 70s.
Right, exactly.
But Lyon, from 2002 to 2007, if I'm not mistaken, won the league every single time. So Lyon was in a similar spot.
But was that a product of money?
I don't really know.
Because PSG is quite simply, you know, big city, nice to play in Paris. You got a couple stars.
Yeah, Lyon's like a working class.
Exactly, and that's it. You play in a big city, and it's fun. It's like why people go to play for the Knicks, even though they suck, you know?
Which also makes a good debate, is are Zlatan and Di Maria world-class players according to their stats they are. But I mean, like, are they actually? Like, who? Because according to who they're playing?
I mean...
Another good question. Like, you could... The question you asked me about Higuain, I'm going to ask you about Zlatan. Is Zlatan, like... No, I'm not going to ask you if he's washed up, because he's clearly not washed up. He's getting better every single year, but...
See, I don't... Okay, I'm gonna answer your question. I'm going to answer for Zlatan, and I'm going to answer for Di Maria. So, I think Zlatan... I think Zlatan is getting the most popularity from PSG.
Yeah.
But if you say that he wasn't good on Ajax and AC Milan and Inter Milan, then I think you're crazy. Because Zlatan was at least for AC Milan, was amazing. He had a 36-goal season. He's incredible. And that was when AC Milan and Inter Milan, and by the way, he played for Inter Milan, played amazingly, were fantastic. That's when they were the best teams in the world. Forget in the league, like in the world.
Yeah.
You know, they went to the Champions... Zlatan's been in the Champions League, what, every single year? Like, he's incredible. He's incredible for Ajax. I think the one team that he was for, do you know what I'm going to say?
Barca,
yeah. He didn't fit the system.
I'm looking at his stats. He still had 16 goals in 29 games at Barca. It was like...
Which is good.
Incredible striker statistic, and yeah. It was his bad season. Yeah, you're right. No, Zlatan's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm curious if he leaves PSG, which he's verbally said he's probably going to go somewhere else. He's probably going to Man United, I think.
League. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to do well. Same question goes for Lacazette, who's been doing extremely well for Lyon in the past few years. He's going to leave, I think.
And where's he going?
If he leaves, there's a lot of rumors linked with Liverpool. I heard West Ham.
Interesting.
Which is probably the best spot for him.
Talk. Yeah, I agree. I it's so funny that you mentioned that. People would say, he's a mate. You know, he's an 85 on FIFA. Fantastic.
He should go to Man United then.
Yeah, he should go to United. He should go to Chelsea. No, he should go to West Ham. But we'll talk about. We'll hash that one out later.
He'd do well with Payet.
That connection.
All right, we got.
Wait! I didn't answer the Di Maria question.
The Di Maria question.
Dude, I think he's terrible.
You're just not a Di Maria fan.
I think he's trash.
Yeah,
he was not good for United.
He was terrible for United. That was upsetting. Yeah. That was just sad.
That was their biggest, for me, Falcao and Di Maria were your biggest pickup.
Those were sad players.
Really, really bad. Really unfortunate. It's just unfortunate spending. You can't really blame United for that one.
At least Di Maria is doing well. This might be a kickstarter back to his form. Incredible at Madrid. Maybe United messed him up.
Was he incredible at Madrid?
I think he was incredible.
He was good. Do you think he's better than Ozil?
No.
He just wasn't.
Different players, though.
Really?
They played together.
They played the same position, though. He took Ozil's position.
I thought Ozil was in the middle.
No, Ozil played in the wing.
All right.
He played in the... He adapted to Arsenal. I don't know. I don't think Di Maria is good. I don't think he's strong. He's a strong player.
Well, I mean, you ever see a really strong winger?
He's a shrimp. I don't know. I don't think he's as dynamic as someone like Arjen Robben. I mean,
for all the
credit he gets. I mean, it's like James. You think James is amazing? No. Is he good? Yeah, he's good. But is he what people say he is?
No. He's more hype.
More hype.
Let's go to La Liga.
La Liga. I actually like La Liga. A lot of people don't because it's like,
I've been against La Liga for a while.
Yeah, give me your take.
I don't know. There's not much to it.
You just hate the domination of three teams.
It's two teams. Atletico has come into the picture now.
Well, I think it's three teams.
It is three teams.
It's three teams. It is.
It is three teams. But I'm just. It's just. I don't know. I hate how people freak out about Messi and Ronaldo. I hate that Madrid has all these problems, quote unquote. But like, they're really doing fine. It's just. Millions of dollars spent just for one Champions League, like in 8 or 9 years. But anyway, Barcelona's on the top. They're tied with points with Atletico Madrid, but they're way ahead in goal differential.
Yeah.
So there's two games left, and we got 85 points for Atletico Madrid and Barcelona, and 84 points for Real Madrid. Who do you think is going to end up where?
So for La Liga, I think that Barcelona is going to hold on. I think Barcelona was in the best form ever.
All time?
With Messi, Neymar, Suarez, you know. And by the way, I want to talk Suarez after. I have a big claim, bold claim. But anyways, you know, they were in the best form ever, and they just had, like, literally what you'd call a bad week. honestly, they had the worst. It was like consecutive losses and then the Champions League loss. You know what I'm talking about? Right? Like, it's literally the worst week you could have. It's like you got fired and your girlfriend broke up with you. You know, like they just had a bad week.
Yeah, I'm looking.
They're the best team in the world. And I honestly, that up top three, I mean, they're going to hold
it's
on.
Incredible. It's incredible. Top three is incredible.
Oh, it's incredible. Who's your least favorite and who's your favorite of the top three?
What, players?
Yeah.
Of the Messi, Neymar, Suarez?
Yeah, you don't like all of them.
I hate Suarez.
Yeah.
Like, I hate Suarez with a burning passion.
Okay, so Suarez would be your least favorite.
I think he's probably playing the best right now.
Oh, he is definitely playing the best.
That was your claim, wasn't it?
All right, listen. Listen. If the season ended today, I know you're gonna be like, ugh, be quiet. But if the season ended today, my Ballon d'Or would go to Luis Suarez.
That's not that ridiculous. I'm gonna surprise you with that.
Really?
Yeah, I agree.
Everyone thinks I'm crazy.
I agree. No, I don't know if I agree. But like,
he's having the best season of his life.
Yeah, dude, he's doing incredible.
Oh, look at tell us the statistics right now.
Yeah, I mean,
look at goals, look at assists.
He's got 35 goals.
Is that top of the league?
Of course it is, and he's second in assists with 15. That is Ballon d'Or.
That is
material.
Very much Ballon d'Or material.
So I'm gonna have to agree.
Still hate his guts.
I hate him, but I'm just playing fine.
I'm starting to like him.
He's like the best striker in the world.
Yep, best striker in the world.
I'm looking at the stats, and Antoine is it Griezmann?
Griezmann.
Not very French last name.
No, German.
He's sixth in goals, but he's getting an extreme amount of hype, in my opinion. And I think Man United's willing to pay up big for him.
Oh, that's a scary purchase.
That'd be huge, man.
That's a scary. Here's my thing. Griezmann going to United, and you're just gonna eye roll. But Griezmann going to United is gonna be like, I'm just calling it. Torres going to Chelsea.
Nah.
I'll tell you exactly why. I'll tell you why. Soft, weak, lanky goal poacher, who has a similar style to Torres, where he's flashy. And he shoots a lot, and he can find pockets well. But he just doesn't have the strength to deal with Huth, Morgan, you know, bigger, heavier. I mean, it's the Barclays Premier League, if it's not the best league, it's the most aggressive league. Easy. And I just, like, you know English style of play. It's jersey tugging.
You could easily adapt.
Could easily adapt, just like Falcao easily adapt. Yeah, but
this is the difference. Torres was better at the time than Griezmann is now. Torres was like the third best player in the world when he was leaving, and he stayed in the same domestic league. It's a little bit different. I think it'd be extremely interesting.
Falcao. I don't know. I just think
Falcao is he had an ACL injury.
Di Maria. I just think he's a soft player.
Ronaldo was a soft player.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, he wasn't afraid to get hit, but. He was a soft player.
I don't think so.
He was, dude. All
right. He may have gained.
Yeah, he was.
All right. He got a lot bigger, but.
He played as a softie. He was like a diver.
But the year also, like, I mean, as the year goes, years go by, the league gets better.
Yeah.
So I don't
Very
know.
Very interesting.
I think if I were United, I'd be so hesitant to pick someone up like that.
I don't know, man. If you think about it, Griezmann up top, Rooney right behind at his natural center forward position, Martial out left. Mata outright. I'm thinking that's a very good offense for the next year.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's move on to the MLS.
Well, before we go to MLS, I think we still have some more. There's some more things I want to talk about.
All right, fine. What do you want?
I
want
to talk about Real Madrid. I want to talk about the Champions League.
Oh, yeah, yes. That's true.
I want to talk about Atletico Madrid.
That's not La Liga, but they are now La Liga teams.
Whatever. They're both two. So, for those of you who don't know, two La Liga teams made the Champions League. This is going to be a repeat of 2014?
2013. I could be wrong.
No, 2014. We're going to fact check this.
All right, keep going.
I definitely know I'm right. 2014. Just tell me I'm smart. Just do it. I'm not going to talk.
You're waiting?
I'm waiting.
You're actually waiting?
I'm waiting for this. I want to prove you wrong.
You were right.
Ah! There you go. So, Atletico.
Oh!
Atletico Real. Who do you think's going to win? And why?
I bet Atletico takes it.
Me too. That's so funny. I really like how they've been playing. I really like this nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Like, it reminds me of like Chelsea versus Munich. Not to bring it back to the glory days, but just Chelsea was very obviously the worst team. But like this, you know, park the bus, play nitty gritty, score, take your chances, take shots. You know, if you have that one breakaway, score that one breakaway. I just love their style. I like, everyone hates Diego Simeone. And he's,
Simeone.
He's a character. But he's a fighter. He's a fighter. You got to respect what he's done. He's a fighter. And so, I really think they're gonna win. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I just have to agree. I don't know if I don't even know if I know why. I think it'd be a good matchup. I just have, it's like a gut feeling. Like, I feel like Atletico would deserve it a little bit more.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the MLS.
All right, we'll move on to the MLS. This is your cup of tea.
Yeah,
I don't know as much.
It's my cup of tea.
Yeah. I don't know as much, but
I think we have a caller right now.
We do?
Yeah, we got a caller.
Do you know how to handle this one?
I believe so. Hello? Guess they're not here. I don't think we've ever gotten a call.
No. Sorry, we botched that one.
Might be my friend.
Wait, is my mic on? Can you hear me?
Your mic's on and my headphones are working.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's going on the inner thing?
Like, yeah,
the thing
you're good.
Okay,
don't worry.
I can't hear myself.
All right, yeah, that was just a quick 15 seconds of technical difficulty. Them actually might have just been my friends because they said they were going to be listening.
Why are they calling the phone? We'll just talk about
But it. I don't know how they would have gotten the... Whatever. MLS.
Anyways, MLS. All
Let's
right.
Let's move on to the MLS. My computer is frozen right now at the moment, but... The MLS is...
Talk to me. This is more your cup of tea than mine.
The MLS is like one of those leagues that just I'm really into, but it's just drives me crazy. Because the MLS is just like a mixed bag every single year, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Red Bulls do well.
Uh-huh.
Let's say last year they got Supporters Shield, which means they were the best team in the MLS.
Right.
But then there comes the playoffs. Ugh. And that's an American system thing.
Right.
And then the Red Bulls lose in the playoffs, and theoretically no one cares about the Supporter Shield. It doesn't get any hype. So
right, it's like
it's upsetting. It's like
the equivalent of hockey. You get an award for being the best team during the regular season, but no one really cares. Like Washington's Capitals are about to lose, but they got the Shield or whatever hockey's equivalent is.
And I think it was my friend who called in, unless they were...
Was it Welsh?
I don't think so. I think it was Matt.
Oh, we got another call. We got to figure this one out. So text him to call us on a...
Call on like my actual cell phone.
Yeah, call on a cell.
All right, let's see. Two phone calls right now?
Oh my God. This,
this is actually insane.
This is incredible.
Hello? This is actually insane.
Answer. No. Yeah. Hello?
Hello. Why are they not? All right, whatever.
Whatever. Sorry, guys.
So, anyway, the MLS right now has just started. It started in March. My team is the New York Red Bulls. They're driving me insane because they started out in last place. They had six losses right in the beginning. Now they have three and six.
Yeah. They're 3-6.
Sucks. They're in eighth place, but
think they'll make the playoffs?
Yeah, they should. They should be okay. They're in better form right now, but other than that, it's just the problem with the MLS. Also, is six teams make it to the MLS playoffs out of the 10 in one league, and then six in the other. It's like East and West.
Uh-huh.
So you have theoretically a higher percentage chance of making the playoffs than you do of not making the playoffs. So it's not really an elite company. So 6 out of the 10 teams in the East make it, 6 out of the 10 teams in the West make it. There's not that much room for being worried. And also, since there's no relegation system, if you're in dead last, there's nothing to fight for. You just stay in dead last by the end.
Right.
Whereas in any league, it's exciting if you're on the top or the bottom.
Right. There's a race at the bottom and a race at the top. You don't like the American system, obviously.
I'm not the biggest fan, but it's not like I'm saying they should fix it immediately, because I don't know if they could fix it. I don't know
how popularity... Yeah. How, like,
they're bringing in more teams. There's going to be 28 or 30 teams in the next few years.
That's going to be big.
Which is big. Maybe there could be a relegation system in the way.
Or a two-league. Yeah.
Or a two-league system.
They could do that, actually. What's the second... What's like the league under the MLS?
The NASL.
Is it trash? Yeah.
They're NSL. Like, they can't connect. It's not like the same thing.
Like as in the teams are just so much more subpar.
I don't know if that's the case. It's just the owners would not be okay with it. Like,
how do you mean? They're...
It would cost so much money to be part of it, I guess. Yeah. It's just a completely different league. I don't know.
Yeah, I personally, I think that the MLS should deserve a lot more credit than it gets.
Yeah, that's true. A decade ago, it was a complete joke.
Yeah, and now, you know, you get all these European players that, while they're retiring in the MLS, the fact that they're even showing up, you know, to this party is impressive.
Very impressive.
And, you've like players like Pirlo and David Villa. Thierry Henry really led the charge with David Beckham and Keane. And it just makes a league that much more popular. I mean, a lot of Americans are backing soccer now. And a lot of Americans, at least where I'm from in New York City, have European teams. It wasn't just a family connection. It was like they literally live in the States, have no reason to like soccer, and just like soccer.
Yeah.
And it's great. And it's great for the sports, why it's a global sport. So,
yeah, I mean, a lot of stars are coming in as well. LA Galaxy brought in Nigel De Jong, Ashley Cole for some big name examples. But it's growing. The league is competitive. Last year, I saw the Rebels play Toronto FC. Sebastian Giovinco, who is a young striker from Juventus, came to Toronto.
Italiano.
Had the best season, arguably, ever in the MLS last season. The Rebels won 3-0. Matt Miazga was a homegrown defender from Clifton, New Jersey. Shut him down. So these kids are really playing well against world-class players. When NYC plays the Rebels, Pirlo and Lampard were behind everybody. They were like slow on the ball. Oh, yeah. Rebels dominated the midfield. It's an exciting idea. But it could be the factor of like MLS getting the notorious idea of being the retirement home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's growing. In 10 years, it's going to be a completely different league. If they get rid of the salary caps, who knows what could happen to the league as it grows.
Right. And you think young European players like Giovinco will come in?
Yeah. I mean, they're leading the way. If you're not getting any playing time on Juventus, why would you stay there?
Right.
If you can go and do something like Giovinco, give it a shout out in the States. Problem is, like, no mean shots to like Columbus, but like players aren't dying to go from Europe to Columbus, Ohio.
Right.
So you see a lot of players go to LA and New York.
New York.
So it's important for Drogba to go to Montreal. I think was huge. It obviously had the French speaking impact on there, but
Drogba. He's from the Ivory Coast. For those who don't know.
Yeah, we need more people to. More players, I think, might be coming in. That'd be exciting if they came to all the other different teams. Like,
I'm betting money that Zlatan comes to the MLS.
He should.
Zlatan's going to retire in the MLS. He should.
He'd go to Galaxy, though. Yeah. You know he wouldn't. I think
he'd go to New York.
Really?
I think he'd go to play in
NYC. He wants more tropical. Or Orlando. Who knows?
Maybe. Nah, I don't know, man. Dude, New York is like a year. It's like a year, you know. Shouts out to New York. Very European city. What about Chicago? Chicago Fire. Wait a minute. Chicago Fire don't have any, like...
No, Chicago Fire is not good.
Yeah, but they're a sick place to live. Imagine Chicago. What if like Rooney goes?
Rooney?
Yeah.
I feel like he's gonna stay his entire career at United anyway.
He's an Englishman. All right, let's go to the one.
Next league I have on the list is another league that is my cup of tea, English League Championship.
Oh, why? This is not fair.
Because I have a team in that league.
Reading fan. Oh,
I've got a team. Who's driven me, out of all the teams that I like, this team has driven me the most crazy.
But it's also the team you like the most.
I would say I like United more.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait, this actually comes to...
Yes, what? No, what?
Well, I mean, you have more of a culture, like a reason to like No, that make
no. United's my team. Reading, right. Reading is the team.
So
that's
Reading
my team.
Versus United, and Reading is supreme. You root for United.
Again, it's also context because Reading would probably need the win more. You know what I mean? That's where it comes up. But I'd root for United in like in a general sense.
Yeah.
Reading. So, the championship's looking pretty good. It's pretty competitive right now. Burnley just got promoted. So.
Oh, they won the league.
Maroon and light blue team.
Yeah, so if you win the league, you're in, right?
If you're getting first and second place of the championship, you go up to the Premier League.
And there's the third is a playoff.
There's a playoff for the third spot.
Yeah.
Third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth place all play in a four-team playoff. Winner goes up to the Premier League for the final and third spot of the Premier League. It's very interesting.
Do you like that playoff system?
No.
It's trash.
I don't.
I think it doesn't take what you've done in aggregate. I think it just like takes your results. All right, we'll slide into six and get in.
Yeah, it's extremely exciting but extremely heartbreaking. Derby last year deserved to go in, and then in the last minute, they failed to clear the ball. QPR scored in the 90th minute and got into the Premier League. Just one mess up loses $30 million for the team.
Yeah. And endorsements and, you know,
it's just huge,
commercial time, sponsors, everything.
Burnley is going up for Aston Villa, at least. That's all we know for now.
we got to talk about that.
Yeah. Premier League's coming up next. Yeah. But Middlesbrough is in second place with 88 points. They're 2 points behind. But and then in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth spots are Brighton and Hove Albion, Hull City, Derby, and Sheffield Wednesday.
I remember when Hull... Oh, Sheffield Wednesday.
Sheffield Wednesday is a big surprise.
Yeah, big surprise. I remember when Hull City was in. My favorite goal that Fernando Torres ever scored was against Hull City.
Really?
Yeah. Against Hull City, and there's one against... Where's Blackburn?
Blackburn's not doing too well. Blackburn's in 15th place.
They were like in the Prem for a while.
Blackburn was a huge team in the Premier League.
Bolton
is...
third division.
Bolton's in last place in the second division right now. They're going down.
Oh my god, that's incredible. And then how about your dearly beloved
Reading's in 16th place,
so they're staying in.
They're not going anywhere. Reading
how
was
many
in
teams are in the
24.
Okay, so they're chilling and the bottom three go down.
So it's not looking good for
what's
MK
the summer
Dons.
Gonna look like for MK Dons. That's incredible because they make European play a lot.
MK Dons is going down, probably. I think according to the... Yeah, MK Dons is done.
If my math is correct,
Charlton Athletic is also going down. There's only one game left in the season.
So it's pretty much decided.
It's all done. Except for up top, it's not.
Top is exciting.
Yeah.
When does the playoffs start?
They have one more game in the season, and they probably have the playoffs. So Brighton and Middlesbrough might... One of those teams is going to go up after the end of the day. Reading's driving me nuts because Reading was in second place in the beginning of the season. And now they're a nice 16th place. So this league's also pretty crazy. Anything can really happen. Each year, different teams win. You would think that teams that get relegated might do well in the second division immediately. That's really not the case. But yeah, I think the second division also doesn't get a lot of attention, but there's a lot of good quality football or soccer in there. Yes.
Okay, MLS team versus best second division. Second division crushes them, right?
Second division would crush the MLS.
Okay.
But
so like overall is the league?
The league is like, think about it, in FIFA, the league is full of 3.5-star to 3-star teams. MLS is just like 3-star teams. So they probably do well, but I'm just saying Burnley would crush any team in the MLS.
Okay.
Reading would probably win the MLS if they were in the MLS, which is a weird hypothetical situation, but...
Yeah, whatever. Good to think about.
Yeah. Right,
let's go to the juice. Let's go to the juicy.
Let's go to the Premier League.
All right. Barclays Premier League. Pierce and I are...
So we got...
Let's talk about the relegation battle first, because that's a funny one. Shouts out to Jake Giler, who's a Sunderland fan. First Sunderland fan I've ever met in my life. Jake's the man, though. And he's convinced. Why don't you, Pierce? Do you want to pull up the table? Read us the bottom four.
Aston Villa's done.
So Aston Villa's outie.
In 19th place right now is Norwich.
Norwich should be getting relegated.
They've
been in the league, slimmed through every year. They're out for me.
Okay. Well, we have to debate this later. Let me just give the stats.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of things to put into consideration. Sunderland's in 18th with 32 points.
Uh huh.
Newcastle's right above with 33 points.
Okay.
So the thing is, every team that's non-relegation, that's probably close to relegation. They've all played 36 games, which means they have two left.
Mm-hmm.
All three teams in relegations are going to have three games. So Sunderland is 1 point behind Newcastle, but they have an extra game in hand.
So they have three games while Newcastle has two?
Yep.
Okay.
And they're down by 1 point right now.
But what's a goal differential?
Sunderland has a minus 18 goal differential. Newcastle is minus 25. That's huge.
That is huge. So if the teams tie, it's based off goal differential, in which case Sunderland has had less goals conceded than Newcastle. So what's your prediction with that extra game?
All right, I think...
let's look at the schedules real quick. Who's Newcastle playing?
Yeah, let's look. Sunderland is... I don't even...
Sunderland's playing Chelsea.
See, Sunderland's got some tough games ahead, I guess.
Chelsea, Everton.
Right? Playing Chelsea, then they play Everton, and then they play Watford.
So, do you think? They're in good form.
Yeah, they probably lose to Chelsea, probably lose to Everton, win Watford, in my opinion.
Is that going to be enough to...
Will that be enough? Let's look at Newcastle.
So Newcastle. Because remember, the teams that are fighting for relegation are going to play that much better towards the end of the season.
Yeah, Newcastle's got Aston Villa and then Tottenham. Tottenham's done. Like, they don't really care. I guess they could fight for second place.
No. Tottenham's going to win for the sake of winning. So
that means Newcastle gets an extra 3 points against Villa.
Oh, God. This is not looking good for Sunderland, actually. Because Newcastle...
No, it could, because if Sunderland wins one game and Newcastle wins one game...
Then Sunderland's down a point.
Yeah, you're right.
They need to win more than one game and a tie. They have to win two of their three games. Oh my God. Sorry, Jake. It's not looking good for Sunderland.
And Norwich, they'd probably have to pull the impossible at this point because it's so late. Norwich is playing Man United, then Watford, and then Everton. Not looking too good for Norwood. Norwood. New Jersey. Norwich is going down, I guess, in both of our opinions. I think Newcastle is going to go down. I think Sunderland's going to pull it off, just because they always do. Newcastle has been messing up too much. I actually can't believe that Newcastle is in the problem with going down. If you remember, four or five years ago, they were in fifth place,
French
and they got
team,
Nick.
Johan
they
Kabai. Got.
They had Champions League chances.
Yeah, they had Johan Kabai, they had Cisse, they had Kemba Ba. Great team.
Great
French
team, man. Yeah.
For sure.
Biggest news of the week. Leicester City takes the title.
It's Torres to give Chelsea.
Leicester City takes the title. Uh-huh. Sorry, I had to play that.
Yeah.
This is, throughout all sports, the biggest upset in history.
5,000-1 odds.
This is Reading FC winning the Premier League.
Essentially.
This is...
Give a little history for
us. This is any second division team immediately winning the Premier League. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. So, Leicester, 2008 or 2009, they get relegated. Then they get relegated again to the third division. Make it back up to the second division. Do well. They go up. Last year, they struggle because obviously they're a new team. They're in dead last for a long time. In the last coming months of the season, they're in dead last. They pulled the impossible last year to get into 13th place. Like, literally, they were in dead last. They were almost. It's like Aston Villa a month ago, winning every game and just randomly bang, 13th place. So, like, what Leicester did last year to survive was unbelievable. And now
how was their lineup compared to before?
It's not that much different.
Really? So
They brought in, I believe, Conte.
So their 13th place Leicester is essentially the same lineup as their...
Pretty much. It's very similar.
Okay.
Leicester this year just kept staying up top. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And even Tottenham going for the title is unbelievable to put it into consideration.
Who would have predicted that Tottenham had the team to compete this year?
Exactly.
Everyone thought that Arsenal... I mean, I thought Arsenal was going to be the best team.
At Christmas time, they were in first. They were looking good.
And I thought Arsenal had a chance, honestly, going into the year. Everyone thought Chelsea had a chance, Man City.
What do you think is going to happen to Wenger? or anything at Arsenal, because at this point the fourth place jokes are just too real.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, that picture online, like the cycle.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing great, first place by Christmas, start losing, Wenger out. And it's Wenger just out. The same thing Everything. Over, and now
they
it's
need
true.
Lord Bettner
it's true.
Back. But no, all jokes aside, I personally think that Wenger should actually be fired. I like, think about it. He has such a good team with so much money. On paper, Arsenal or City are the best teams in the Prem. So such a good team with so much money, with, you know, Alexis Sanchez, Ozil, all these amazing players, and he can't finish top two in a league. He needs
a big ask.
He needs to go. He needs to go.
All right, this is my opinion.
Yeah.
The Arsenal board needs to say, you're going to buy two or three huge players. If you do not, you are fired. Because they're doing well, and they do well every single year.
But they should be winning every year. Like, they have the best
team. I don't think every single year. No. This year was the year that they should have won. They get hit with bad injuries. We know that. That's just true. Like an unfortunate. Ozil was a big purchase. Sanchez was a big purchase. They needed this year to just get one more, two more. I don't know where specifically. Maybe a striker. Maybe get Benzema when the Benzema rumors were true. Maybe they could go for Griezmann.
Huge. I'd say Griezmann could be
Maybe actually, even Griezmann. Get a huge defender. Go for Ramos or something.
No, I don't. You think so?
I'm just saying hypothetically.
Because they need to. Koscielny, Hector Bellerin. Okay.
The board needs to tell Wenger, you need to buy two big players this season. If you don't do so because of your own judgment, and we do the same that we do every single year, then you're out. Because, like, maybe he says otherwise. He'll be like, I'm just going to go with my gut. We have a good team. Why would I spend extra money? And then they end up in fourth place again. But whatever.
I'm going to ask you. By the way, I want to explain really quickly why the Leicester thing, like, came full... Sorry, I got it. Why the Leicester thing came full circle for me. Chelsea had a terrible year, and Eden Hazard is a very expensive player. And the fact that he was all washed up and terrible and then finally scored the goal that, like, brought Leicester into the championship, or brought Leicester the title, sorry, kind of went full circle for me. But on a side note, I have a question for you. West Ham and Liverpool and Everton, how do you think they'll do next year? Sorry, West Ham.
Those are good questions. West Ham should be similar to Southampton, I think, next year.
Okay.
But I don't know, man. These are good questions because Dimitri Payet is incredible.
Oh my god, he was runner up
for, so why wouldn't he do well next year? And like,
no, I think he will. I'm just saying, because now West Ham has more, you know, airtime, more popularity. Yeah. More, this is what happens in soccer. You get a big player. Like, Leicester's not going to be Chelsea or United, but they're going to have a couple years of you know, reaping the benefits of being the best.
Sure. Liverpool should do well under Klopp. That's just my opinion.
I think Liverpool is going to be a top four team next year. Oof. I honestly do. Think about the... Okay, Jurgen Klopp came this year, so he couldn't be amazing this year. He did so much with the team. He's going to Dortmund them.
I don't know, man.
I think he's going to Dortmund them.
They don't have the team to do that.
They have the money to do that. They have the history to do that. And they have the manager to do that.
So does United.
Right,
and now the fact that Tottenham is doing...
have the manager to do that?
Listen,
I'm sorry.
Listen, now that Tottenham's doing well, now that Leicester's doing well, now that randomly West Ham's doing well, these are three different teams that are in the rise for the top four that Liverpool now has to deal with. Liverpool fell behind this season. I think they're going to do well, but top four finish is kind of questionable. Just because Man United... should do well next season. Man United should be a top four team, so they're going to be going for it legitimately. And then you just have, like, Man City, Arsenal, Chelsea is going to get back into the picture. Dude, I don't know. I think Chelsea will get in the top four again.
I do too.
But
I don't think United will.
Let me just answer the original question.
Yeah.
West Ham should be...
seven.
I'm going to say Liverpool's going for, like, five or six. West Ham will go for eight or nine. Everton hopefully goes for... 6 and 7, but I don't know how Everton's going to do again. Everton had a weird season this year, which is unfortunate. It's such a difficult league. It's just such an interesting league.
Because Everton's a great team.
Southampton's silently been in seventh the entire time.
And less hype, but equally as impressive as last year. Yeah.
And another question you said, or you said Man United probably won't finish top four, which is totally understandable. But I think if the rumors are true, they'll get Mourinho. And there will just be significant changes over the summer.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they'll fight for top four.
I think if they get Mourinho and he stays for the next 3-4 years, they could be a Champions League threat and a Premier League. I mean, Mourinho is one of those people.
Yeah.
He just comes and he wins and he goes.
So give me your top five for next year. I guess that's the last thing we can do.
I'm going to put bias aside, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with City. I do think the purchasing pressure is going to happen with Arsenal, so I'm going to go with City, Arsenal, Chelsea. I think Tottenham will continue to be good. So it's City, Arsenal, Chelsea, Tottenham, Leicester United.
Okay.
Is that reasonable?
Yeah. I have a very similar... I'm going to go with City at the top as well. I'm going to go with Arsenal at second as well. My third place, I'm going to go with Man United. Fourth place, Chelsea. And then fifth place, I'm going with Leicester.
Over Tottenham?
Yeah, I think Tottenham's going to have a bad season next year.
Why?
They
have less purchasing power.
Less purchasing power, I think. I don't really know how to explain it. But it was a good year this year.
Yeah.
I think maybe next year the midfield might not be very dynamic. To a very big investments to Chelsea and like Man United and right. Arsenal and stuff.
The league
and such.
Just gets better. It's the nature of the Premier League.
I think so.
Just gets better and better and better.
This is the best league. This is the most complicated, man. Like, just think about all this.
Yeah.
Even talking about Everton and where they're going to end up mid-table or upper mid-table is interesting. I think that's all we have to talk about.
Yeah, we pretty much exhausted the topic. Are we going to log out now or do you want to play a song?
I think that's pretty much it.
Mahrez, real quick. Mahrez, player of the year. See your player of the year?
Yeah,
me too.
I chose Mahrez.
I actually chose Ozil. But I could see Mahrez.
You're wrong.
I was wrong. Mahrez is better. Mahrez is more dynamic. That was the wrong choice for me to pick Ozil. Payet was good as well. And I didn't think Vardy should win, but Vardy's just been the most entertaining player in the whole league.
I don't think he's gonna do well next year.
No, I don't think he's gonna last the eons of time. But I think he's been so entertaining.
Yeah. And side note, I'm happy Kane is doing well this season because I thought it was gonna be a one season thing
It's gonna be a one season thing. He really doesn't have any good assets that are like he's not fast or this or that. He's just we gotta do a public this thing. A PSA. Oh, God. I'm going to flip to a random page. That's not this one. A lot of words. Too many words. I need one with not a lot of words. Bear with me. Pierce, say something. Start talking. Okay.
I'm talking.
This is a funny one. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of the Somerville or Medford communities, it is imperative that you are a responsible host. You hear that, Pierce? As a host, you, Pierce Devlin, can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It's also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests, to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. That was a poor sentence. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervilleema.gov/scap.
Steven, did we talk the footy?
We talked the footy.
I think that's enough.
That is enough.
We just talked a lot of footy. What? This is Subjectively Objective. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Free From Radio. Here's one of the best commentators of all time.
seven times I will remind you. All the time I've wasted. Heaven knows I tried but hasted. Every time I tell you, seven times I will remind you. All the time I've wasted now. I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know.
You've already heard Pumpin' the Playboy, so now, instead I'll do another song from 5 years ago, called, it's by Ted Nemec. By Lou Nemec, I should say. It's called I Shoot Up.